Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week we are looking at how Jesus is transfigured. Not a word we use every day, but you're going to get a sense of what that word means from the story we're about to explore. I remember when I was a university student, I was once asked to explain who is Jesus. And maybe that sounds like it should be easy, but it's actually quite hard. I remember really grasping for, you know, trying to sound like I was theological and knew what I was talking about from the Bible, but also trying to talk about it from personal experience and to say that I had a relationship with Jesus. And I just remember going on and on about all these different facets of who Jesus is. And when I finished, I still didn't even feel like I'd covered his character adequately. Jesus is one of those figures that is hard to define, hard to describe, certainly with words. Trying to describe Jesus with simple words is kind of like trying to describe the Sistine Chapel's work of art ceiling with just words. It's pretty challenging to do. It's something better experienced than described with words or even seen in a photograph. So who is Jesus? Well, we're not the first people to ask that. In Jesus' time, people were asking. Right before the story that we're going to explore today, the Transfiguration, Jesus asked his followers, "Who do people say that I am?" He clearly knew it was a topic up for debate, that people were speculating on who he might be, and he got an interesting answer. His followers said, "Oh, well, some think you might be John the Baptist come back from the dead, or maybe one of the great prophets from the past, Elijah maybe." There were these speculations about who Jesus was. He was clearly somebody special, something different. They couldn't quite put their finger on it. They were trying to describe him using others' examples. It just wasn't working, though. When Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" he was asking a question that's still asked today. Lots of people are still speculating about who Jesus might be, writing books, reading books, discussing with others. This still happens today. People still want to figure out who Jesus is. I once interviewed a bunch of my friends on this topic for a project. I asked about their perceptions of Christianity, and on the topic of Jesus, I got all kinds of answers. Oh, he's the last prophet among many. He's a great teacher. The personal aspect, some said, you know, that he was their Lord and Savior. And there's a whole range of responses, some of them right, some of them completely off base, but there was a whole range. And there was in Jesus' time too. When he asked Peter what the crowds were saying, I'm sure there was a whole range of stuff out there. A lot of it was wrong. So Jesus decided to show Peter and another disciple who he was in a more multifaceted way than they could ever describe with words. He decided to give them an experience. Here's the story of that experience.
"Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those that were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, 'Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah,' not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, 'This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him.' And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything they had seen."
So here's your question for today. What do you think Jesus was showing them here? What was the message they were supposed to get from his dazzling face and prophetic companions? Have a great discussion. I hope you'll join with some others to do this. We encourage you not to do our challenges alone, but to find some other people who can watch the videos or listen to podcasts or read our messages on their own time, and then whenever you're together, discuss what you've been learning, how it's changing you. Hope you'll do that. Have a great discussion with your group. And I'll see you tomorrow.